during a period of overall economic decline, just holding your own might be considered good news. McDowell said that the population of Southeast Alaska was up this year, 0.3%. Tongue firmly in cheek, he told Sitkins at the community's new Performing Arts Center, "We're booming."
Take a look at this. We're not declining anymore as a region. That's good news. Stability. One of the reasons might be that with the economy going to hell everywhere else, there's no place to go, so we're sticking it out here. And population trends in Alaska tend to be counter to what's happening on the West Coast. If things are okay in Alaska and really booming in California, we lose population. If things are not so good in Alaska but they're worse in Washington, we gain population. But in any event, it looks like this long-term thing has come to a halt.
The long-term thing is a decades-long slide in population that has eroded the underpinnings of the Southeast economy and marginalized it politically. McDowell said that the trend had other curious reversals, too.
It used to be that the smaller communities and the more remote areas of the region lost first, but you've had some losses, and Juneau's lost the most, and Ketchikan as well. And so who's losing has changed from a couple of years ago.
McDowell said that region-wide employment was up in most sectors along with population. Through 2008, the retail and service industries were showing more employment. The leisure and hospitality industry was up. The seafood processing industry showed a slight decline in employment. Sitka's population and employment, McDowell described as flat as a pancake. Just over 8,600 people as of July 1, 2008, lived in Sitka. The disturbing downside to what might be considered good demographic news was that Sitka was losing children.
School attendance, this is a disappointment to all of us, but you are in lots of company around Alaska. Enrollments are dropping as the demographics change, as the difficulty of what we call family wage jobs are harder and harder to come by, as there's government budget cuts and so forth. It's difficult to have a family in Alaska, not just in Sitka.
McDowell described Sitka's drop in school enrollment over the past 2 years as precipitous. He alluded to the closure of Sheldon Jackson College and the shift from family wage jobs to less rewarding jobs in the service sector. McDowell said Sitka's strength was its diversity. Five economic sectors each contributed over 10% employment. Retail sales had continued to climb in Sitka, though McDowell thought better compliance in reporting might be a part of that picture, along with last year's spike in the price of fuel. He pointed to commercial fishing as a bright spot. Sitka is the 10th largest fishing port in the country by value. Over the last 5 years, the price paid to fishermen for salmon, halibut, and cod has doubled on average. McDowell said last year's financial crisis hurt the market for premium fish, but it looked like the conscientious household consumer was going to make up the difference.
The current sales are slower than last summer. When the banking crisis hit, lines of credit shriveled up, so major buyers for Sitka-based seafood just couldn't buy as much in advance, and so they're making us hold the inventory, and then when they get a few bucks out of the bank, then they can continue buying. Also, because we have premium fish, the premium tablecloth market declined some, but people are buying more for their homes.
McDowell said that the salmon harvest was expected to be higher this year, with increased abundance of both kings and pinks. The first wholesale value for Sitka seafood last year was roughly $100 million. McDowell added that the farmed salmon market in Chile was expected to be down this year by as much as 70% due to an epidemic in the pens. The cruise and charter fishing industries were a different story. McDowell said that this year's anticipated 221,000 cruise visitors in Sitka was the lowest since 2001. He said Sitka remains a secondary cruise market and subject to dramatic changes when one or two ships change itineraries. The downturn forecast for expensive cruise bookings to Alaska's interior was not significantly reducing demand for Southeast cruises. Nationwide, McDowell said sport fishing was declining, with new lodges and boats in the industry more likely to suffer than established businesses.
Charter fishing is interesting. Out of the $382 million gross business in the area, charter fishing accounts for about 7% of that, and that started to take a downturn in 2008, and while your best providers that have the longest time in the market, because this is a 90% repeat market, are probably going to do okay, but the newer entries are clearly suffering down as much as 50% in booking, some of them. So there's some problems in that industry now.
Despite some overall strength in population and the economy, McDowell did not suggest that Sitka and Southeast were immune from the ongoing economic crisis. But he did note that for many people, the choice to live in Southeast Alaska was not purely economic.
There's something called a lifestyle preference. If you're in Anchorage, for example, usually the primary motive that you're there is your job and your income. So when Anchorage takes a hit, people are out of there, like in a week. When Haines, for example, lost both timber mills in the 70s, the population didn't change. And that was a huge part of the economy. They found other things to do. The loggers became fishermen, or they went to work on the North Slope, or they got a job on the ferry, or they commuted from Juneau, because their lifestyle preference was to continue to stay there. And because of the beauty and the quality of your life here, fortunately, your population, the economy's probably went down more than the population reflects. But people want to stay or they want to come back.
McDowell urged Sitkins to keep doing exactly what you're doing to maintain economic diversity and quality of life, and to look for opportunities for economic development, particularly at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, that are compatible with the quality of life. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.